tell you what, sometimes just a rearrangement of an old song will sure perk your ears up and get you listening. And we used to have a choir book that had a bunch of hymns in them that were just simply rearrangements of the old hymns. I enjoyed those very much because I do think we get in the rut of singing the hymns and some of these old songs the same way over and over and over again. And a lot of times we can sing them without even thinking about them. And so what an encouragement tonight. I enjoyed that song very, very much. Amen. Turn, if you would, in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It'll be as we enter in the Lord's Supper and communion as a church family, reminding ourselves tonight that the Lord's Supper is a memorial. It's a set symbolic ordinance, just like baptism given to the church by the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to remember the price that was paid for our sins on the cross of Calvary, the blood that was shed and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ that was broken for us. As we think about the memorial, we think about other times. In fact, Christmas is a memorial. Christmas is a time that's been set aside to remember the Lord's birth. And I was reminded this week, somebody, and I'd heard a younger preacher say something to the effect of, we should remember the Lord's birth every day, every Sunday. And can I remind you that actually the Bible makes it very clear that we should remember the Lord's resurrection every Sunday. I want to remember His resurrection every Sunday. In fact, that's why we have church on Sunday and not Saturday. We have it on the first day of the week because it's the day that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And we're to remember His resurrection every Sunday that we meet. But we do remember Easter and Christmas and Veterans Day. I mean, all these memorials that are set aside and that in order to might take time to really focus and really think about particular events. And can I tell you, this is the most important event in human history, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And boy, it's a great time during the Christmas to remember what Jesus did for us. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other in his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Oh, Paul, you think about him now. Just think about him saying this. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? We didn't come to the Lord's Supper to sit around a big meal and have a feast. And he's here saying that they came together, and not only were they eating a big meal and eating, but they were also getting drunk at the Lord's Supper. He's saying, what? Don't you have houses to eat in and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. So he's just making very clear the Lord's Supper is not a time to come together and enjoy a big meal together and drink together and all these things. It's set aside, as he's going to clarify, to remember the Lord's blood and His body. For I have received, verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He brake it, and said, take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man, a woman, child, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And Brother Paul here was just reminding us we better be careful when we come to the Lord's table. Better be careful. We better take it seriously. As we enter this most memorable occasion, most memorable event, we must be reminded of the sacrifice that Christ made on Calvary. I'm going to turn over to Matthew and read just a few verses. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. And verse 25 says, "Then he answered all the people and said, His blood be upon us and our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers." Verse 28 of Matthew chapter 27. "And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit on him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe from off him, and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. As they came, they found a man of Cyrene, Simeon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come into a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of the skull. Verse 34, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they did cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, and wagging their heads, and saying, Thou destroy the temple, and buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders, and said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried in a loud voice and said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, The man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elias will come save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went to the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. I just enjoy reading that. It means so much what Christ did for us on the cross. Every time I read it, I think of the God-man who gave his life for me so undeservingly. I didn't deserve it, neither did you. Jesus Christ showed his grace and mercy to us. As we think about the Lord's Supper tonight, let us remember him who gave his all for us, who gave his life for us. As we think about the Lord's Supper tonight, we come and remember just a few things. Number one, taking the Lord's Supper is an act of obedience. He says there in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, this do ye as often as you do. We know that this is a command of God as well as baptism. So it is a command. So we're fulfilling the command of God tonight. Number two, it's an act of remembrance. In 1 Corinthians 11, he says, this do in remembrance of me. Remembering what? Remembering the blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's an act of praise, of thanksgiving. It says, and when he had given thanks, tonight we ought to give thanks for what the Lord's done for us. And you imagine as the Pharisees and Sadducees mocked him, and those soldiers kneeled down before him mocking him, and all the things that he went through, spat on him and plucked his beard out and put the reed on his head and all the things he went through for us. Then put him on that cross, and there he shed his blood for us and died for us. That's our Lord. We may need to remember that. And all the Lord's Supper is saying, hey, let's remember this specifically. I mean, Christ did a lot of great things. He healed the sick and raised the dead and gave sight to the blind. But the greatest miracle ever performed was His death, burial, and resurrection. The greatest event was the death, burial, and resurrection. Number four, it's an act of testimony. He said there in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till I come. You do show the Lord's death till He come. So it's an act of testimony. All of us in this crowd are saying, we believe what Jesus did for us. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the blood that was shed for us. We believe in the body that was broken for us. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an act of testimony. Do you genuinely believe that Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, died for you, shed His blood for you, was buried, and rose again? Do you believe that? That's what we're saying tonight. It's an act of testimony, an act of remembrance. And then there in 1 Corinthians 11, it's an act of examination. An act of examination. Verse 28 says, But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And so as we think about partaking the Lord's Supper tonight, Paul's just simply saying, hey, when you take the Lord's Supper, you better examine yourself and make sure that there's nothing there between you and the Lord. And I want to encourage you tonight that as we partake of the Lord's Supper, you must remember that your heart needs to be clean before God tonight. As you go to partake of that drink and take of the bread, you need to remember that your heart needs to be clean tonight. In fact, the Bible says if it's not, you may endanger yourself of becoming sick. He said there's some weak and sickly among you, some even that sleep. It's talking about dying, death. So this is a very serious occasion. This is a very serious memorial. It's a very serious time to come and remember the Lord Jesus Christ and all the wonderful things He did for us, but specifically His blood and His body, and also remembering again that our heart, examine ourselves. Are we clean before God? Are we right with God? Are we in good fellowship with Him tonight? See, this church at Corinth was a carnal church. They had a lot of wicked things going on in it. And he said, hey, there's some divisions among you, and there's some other things among you. You need to get these things right. If you're going to come together and gather around the Lord's Supper, the communion table, the Lord's table, you better have your hearts right with each other. So it's not just about examining yourself, but also making sure you're right with your fellow Christian, your fellow brother and sister in Christ. As you enter upon the Lord's Supper tonight, we must look and make sure that we are what we are and where we should be with the Lord. As we think about the Lord's Supper, it's a backward look. He said, you do show the Lord's death till it come. It's a forward look. He's coming again, folks. It could be today. It's an inward look. Let a man examine himself. It's an outward look that Christ died for all. And it's an upward look. And we need given thanks. As we think of this and we partake of the Lord's Supper tonight, let us examine ourselves. Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to have a turn of a verse of invitation. Let's just do just as I am. The Lord's touched your heart tonight, you come. Maybe tonight you just want to come down and say, Lord, if there's something in me, and Lord, put your all on the altar. Examine yourself. I hope this afternoon maybe you got things squared away with the Lord. And what a great way to start the new year as well. Just say, Lord, I want to be all that I should be for you. Lord, we thank you tonight for your love. And what a blessing it is to come to this hour in remembrance of the great sacrifice that you made for us. And we do pray tonight that as we enter upon this great occasion, that each of us would examine ourselves. Each of us would have a heart that is attuned to you, a heart that is in fellowship with you. God, we just ask this in your name. Amen. As we sing.
Just as I am without one plea,
won't you come this evening?
But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
Anyone else, won't you come tonight? Tonight, won't you come now? Invitation's still open.
My tears and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
Amen. Please be seated. Just before the men come forward, it's good to have Brother Campbell to come, be a part of our church family. And what a blessing it is to have him come join a part of our church. Enjoyed visiting with him, and I hope that you get to know him. And moved here from the north. We continue to be invaded from the north. Amen. Brother Campbell, we're glad to have you. And he'll come by letter, I reckon. And so just remember, all in favor of accepting by letter, but good hearty amen.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Campbell. And I guess you can just sit there if that's all right. We're going to take the Lord's Supper. Man, if you'd make your way forward. Parents, don't forget, of course, this is for the saved. And don't let your little children who are not saved partake. And this is so meaningful, and we want it to be meaningful. And so help us with that if you would. Appreciate these men very much. I'm going to ask if you would, Brother Hokett, if you would bless the bread, please. You dispense the bread. 1 Corinthians 11:24 says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we again come to you, thanking you for your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for the bruising that you went through and the mocking, all the things that you did for us in order that we might have eternal life. We thank you for your body that was broken for us. In Jesus' name, amen. For the last serve, would you bless the drink, please?
Father, once again, we're grateful to be in your house tonight. We thank you, Father, that you established this ordinance that we might partake and remember the sacrifices that you made for us and for all of us. We thank you, Father, that your precious Son died on the cross and then rose again from the dead and ascended into glory. And one day he's coming for us.
First Corinthians 11:25 says, "After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" You do have holders in your chairs in front of you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we just want to thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary. For you said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And we just thank you that the life is in the blood. We do pray that as we go forward from this place tonight, that you would help us again to remember afresh, again, your body and blood. Lord, help us again remember afresh the sacrifice that was made that we might have everlasting life. In Jesus' name. Amen. As you men, you can go ahead and be dismissed or back to your seats. And let's sing a song. Let's all stand as the men return back to their seats. And let's all stand. We'll be dismissed in a song. I've already given the announcements I gave them during the offering, so we're just going to head them on. And don't forget about the ski trip meeting, okay? Let's sing Amazing Grace a cappella. Ready?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. You can be dismissed.